Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Here we are once again, Laurie Kilmartin.
Again. Every week, I check in with you.
Right. It's like congenital podcast. It happens every week. Type that.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you.
And we might have named it.
Jackie, right, you're always excited to use the, any word that has genital in it, you're all over it.
I wish it were true. Here we are, the week of Thanksgiving. A friend of mine who I love dearly was like, you know, I'm not really doing Thanksgiving anymore. I'm more thinking about the Native peoples who've suffered and that sort of thing. And she just texted me this whole long thing, and I texted her back
really
a little too fast. She's not a comic. I texted her back too fast. I said, we're not planning on colonizing anyone. I was just going to be grateful to have lunch with you.
Oh, no.
Guess what's happened now? Radio silence. Oh. I might have burned another bridge. It's
your fault for befriending non-comics. You need to stop that. They don't understand you, and they never will.
Well, it's
Andy got in under the wire.
He got in under the wire. And I try not to riff too hard with Andy Ashcraft. The riffing tries to, I try to let there be some sincerity.
You have to remind yourself of that. Your album's killing it. Staycation is staying on top.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And in other news, the name of the Iranian terrorist is Cation. Did you see that?
No, what Iranian
one
terrorist?
Of the hackers, one of the hackers the FBI just charged, his last name is Cation.
Jackie, even it's typical your family would turn to terrorism, but it's the smart kind of terrorism, you know? I love it. That's like an evolution, because your grandma was like stabbing Turks, right?
I hope. I don't think so. I think she was regretting not stabbing Turks. And to my knowledge, no relation. But Darla posted a thing on Twitter today. She said, this should help your travel plans. Oh, good Lord. Yes. But yeah, staycation. It's never been on the top of the charts more than a day.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it dropped to number two because of Bo Burnham today.
Bo will get you. You know, Bo got me. Bo knows how to take down women. Let me tell you.
Bo knows things.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like it's such a weird, I'm curious to how many albums sold moved the thing. Cause I was in the top, say I was in the top five, top 10, top 15. And then I dropped out of the top 100. I was like, what happened? And then yours came out and you brought me back up. So I just wonder, are we going to get massive record sale numbers, or is it like seven records and then eight? You know what I mean?
I did the Rush Ticks thing. And the Rush Ticks thing had a $20 option, which included a download code that they bought the album.
That's how I got my copy of your album. So that counted for,
That counts for numbers.
Oh, nice.
And I think we sold 300 albums.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
So next, the idea of doing an online album release party where everyone gets the album. And then we just, and it was super fun. The album release party was reminiscent of Zoom shows.
It was really fun. Yeah, I was just watching, you know, I wasn't performing. So I was doing my dishes and all that kind of stuff. And this is a fun way to spend a night listening to comedy while I'm just getting stuff done. Like I'm so rarely the audience, you know?
Right. And at home Zoom it wasn't Zoom. We were in StreamYard.
Yeah.
And there was a Zoom pushed audio wise to StreamYard where like a live audience, like I think she picked like 20 VIP people or whatever.
Oh, okay.
To be the audience so that Maria and Mary Lynn and Guy had audience as well.
Right.
And but Rush Ticks is actually creating their own like they're just gonna, it's gonna be their own StreamYard Zoom kind of amalgamation where there can be an audience.
That's cool. I mean, there are, you know, a lot of people that are probably aren't going to be back in clubs in a while, audience members, you know, and
And I think Rush takes a Nowhere, because I also did a Nowhere benefit this week for it was to raise money to try to get Ron Johnson out of the Senate from he's a Wisconsin senator.
He's awful.
He's a nightmare. He's a freaking nightmare. Like, I didn't know enough a lot about him, but as the Sklar brothers. So by the way, everyone else zoomed in. Everyone and Ben Glebe was like, come on over to my house at 5, and then you'll probably be there till about 7:30 or 8.
So you had to do it live at Ben's house?
Yeah. And he has a very nice studio with a large TVs and all these very lovely, but only me, it was Nikki Glaser and I both showed up. But
in everybody person? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But the other, like the Sklar brothers and other people, they just zoomed in. The guy who created Bob's Burgers, they just, Bradley Whitford pre-taped, Margaret Cho pre-taped, and so the Sklar brothers, though, were riffing, and they, you know, it was supposed to be a roast of Ron Johnson.
Okay.
And I don't write roast jokes, and I don't know enough about Ron Johnson, so they wrote me some jokes.
No one wants to learn about Ron Johnson. You just want him out of office.
Yeah.
The more you learn, the sadder you are.
Right. And so the Sklar brothers had a very, very funny joke about Rittenhouse before we knew that he would just walk. And I guess we assumed he would just walk because he's what he is. But the Sklar brother joke was something like, Ron Johnson's safe word is Rittenhouse. And the Ben Glebe, he all of a sudden he sits up and he walks over to Nikki and I, he goes, yeah, they asked us not to mention that. If you guys could not.
So there goes your Rittenhouse chunk.
Yeah. My Rittenhouse chunk went out the door, which is fine.
You know, did you see like Kyle Kinane, he tweeted and it was like, as much as you can tweet, you know, yesterday he's promoting a show and he's like, it's not a great day to be named Kyle and performing in Wisconsin, but here's a link to my show. Right.
Whoa.
Very just kind of wry under, you know, you're still a comic selling tickets, you know?
Yeah.
And somebody was like, somebody was very offended and quote tweeted. and what's wrong with comedians? It's like, you know, he's just trying to
fill a room, you guys.
He's being aware of how shitty everything is and also saying, hey, I have a show, you know, and
right.
You can't just, I don't know.
Did the person who grumped at him, did they go to work? Because exactly. Kyle was at work.
You know, I wanted to jump in and then I'm like, why am I jumping in on things all the time? You know, I'm okay. I can. Kyle's got this, you know?
Yeah, Kyle does have this.
Yeah.
I did 5 podcasts yesterday, a Zoom show and then a live show.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Well, you're selling your record though.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell my record. So it was scratchy voiced by the time I got to West Side. So I did West Side. And then before that, I did Deanne Smith's
that's a fun show.
Acquaintances show. And everybody's getting top surgery. A lot of people, they're not getting what you're getting, what you got, which is a breast reduction. They're just getting them removed. Right. Nipples and all, I assume.
No, I think men still have nipples.
Oh, do they put the nipples
keep
back?
Your nipples. I would. Everyone has nipples, Jackie.
I know, but if they lop them off, why put them back? Why
because
put nipples
you still,
back?
Oh, you need my God. Nipples? Is this a conversation we're having? Yeah, people want
nipples.
Like their nipples.
Okay.
Why would you not have nipples? They have nerve endings. It feels good to have them tweaked. Maybe you need your nipples
tweaked. No, I am familiar.
Tonight. You can remember.
Oh my God, are we having this?
You're the married one here, not me. Why are you asking me about nipples? You got a hub you lark with every night.
I'm just saying if you're like, because I knew a guy who altered his body, he sawed his own ear off. And because he didn't like it.
Now that seems like mental illness, which is absolutely very different.
I don't think it is. We didn't do anything about it, his friends, because his body, his choice, literally that conversation when I was 23.
Sure. But if he was my son, I would step in.
Well, I would say if any of these people were your children, you might step in and you might or at least have a conversation. The cool thing was Ever Maynard was talking about, because she's getting it, or they're getting it. Yeah. Actually, it's Ever's a they, and they're getting it. And they were talking about the conversation with their parents.
Oh, wow.
And their dad was like, "We love you. Whatever you do, you'll always be our daughter." And they were like, "You're so close, so close." And it's all syntax, right? I'm having the syntax issue. That I talk about in my act.
Are meant. Yeah.
Yes. The syntax issue is the syntax issue that we're all working on. And was very sweet. They were like, "I love my parents and they really do mean well."
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are supportive and they are like, "You do what you be the best you that you want to be. And whatever happens is great. We will be there for as much as." I remember when Maria's parents said to her, "We completely support you, not financially, but we completely support you," is what Maria Bamford's parents told her, which I thought was was great. She was 26. The time had come.
Yeah, my parents were excited, and my dad went with me on road gigs. I took him on triple one-nighters, and we went and saw dams because he made
engineer
dams.
Guy. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time. I am in New York. I don't know if you can hear the honking on the streets. No?
No, I cannot. No?
Okay, I have my earbuds. I don't know what they're. The little white things I lose constantly and have to buy replacements on eBay. So I have six sets tonight. I have five at the Stand, and then I pop over to Greenwich Village and round it out. I have 1 hour at the Stand starting at 8 o'clock through midnight.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. I kind of want to live that when I'm there in January. I told Joyelle and Maria to plug our show in January at the Bell House, because they're at the Bell House tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, neat.
Maria Bamford, Joyelle, when this is recorded, you will have missed it. I'm so sorry, Jackie and Laurie fans.
Well, that's really cool. I hope they do it. Our tickets just went on sale. And so if you're in New York, please come out. It's going to be a live show, stand-up, and a live podcast. Right?
Are we going to do a live? I thought we were just doing stand-up.
It's just a stand-up show. We're doing a live stand-up show.
Right. If you guys sell it out, maybe we'll add a show and it'll be a podcast. We could, if people buy enough tickets, and we'll add a second show. And that'll be exciting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Bell House doesn't have it booked already, I think that's a promise we can't necessarily keep. Just sell out the 7 o'clock show and you'll have a great time.
I don't think there's anything scheduled after us. I think that there was some, I mean, granted, I didn't do any of the negotiation for this thing, so I don't know. I'm going to. So I did Chad and Size podcast, and then I did Judy Gold's podcast.
Oh,
and then I did A Dork Forest with a woman who writes Christmas poetry.
Mm-hmm.
She stayed in character a little too much, but she was amazing. And she was literally awesome dork. And then I did Girl Crush podcast. And then I did Deanna's show. And then I did, and then I drove to Westside. And by then, I was exhausted. I was so tired. It took me so long to find parking lot number 3. In Santa Monica, which is where I park. And
I did Erin Foley. She couldn't make her spot, so I did her spot on Dennis Gubbinson's show at the West Side. That was a lot of fun. I love the West Side.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They charge a regular amount of money, And I was talking to Dave, spacing his name, the guy who hosted, and he was saying that he thought it was a little expensive for tourists. It was $25.
And Santa Monica?
Yeah. I did not, because they were all tourists and there was probably 50 people in there. And I was like, what Chris is doing is he's building an audience like Lewis did, right?
Yeah.
And there's going to be 100 people in there on a Friday night. Eventually at $25 a pop, and there will be real money in it for everybody, because Chris is a good guy.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, they're half of them are probably staying at Shutters, so they're paying a ton for their money. You know, I mean,
staying at Shutters, Shutters, you guys, freaking Google Shutters. It's within like a stone's throw of the ocean, and it's so it looks like you're in a gravy boat of money to even stand in the foyer of Shutters. I want to stay at Shutters.
I do too. I'd like to stay one night there in my life.
But it's like a grand.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's a huge amount of money. But, you know, maybe during the next pandemic, you know, they may be hurting for customers. We have to, now that we know what happens during a pandemic, we need to save our money for certain bargains that will arise.
I have to say that... I am excited about sort of the increase in revenue that hopefully staycation will provide.
God, I know. Yeah.
It won't be this month. We know that this month will be the same. And I have to actually go to Sound Exchange and make sure that 800 Pound Gorilla, a couple of the links were off on a couple of things, and they're very busy. They're releasing a lot of albums. So I need to make sure that my staycation is registered as me as the artist on Sound Exchange so that I get the cash. And
I guess I should double check that too.
Yeah. You gotta make sure Corset is so we were plugging Corset yesterday morning as well. All by the way, you were also on all five podcasts.
Oh, thank you. Yay.
But Chad Daniels called it, he didn't call it corset, he called it a corset.
Wait, everyone's doing that. Do people not know the word corset? I don't understand.
I explained why
you named
it that.
It's not even spelled E-T-T-E. It's not even spelled, is it because of corset from,
I don't know what a corset is.
Poor French people.
Oh,
you know,
Les Mis.
Les Mis.
Oh, I understand.
One of the main characters.
The name of that play is Miserable, and so I'm never watching it. It's not happening.
Yes, Jackie. That's
I love
a good
the
decision.
Kyle. That's what I was looking at Kyle's response. What? Well,
I was running through my head. I'm like, it's got some fun songs, though. I could see enjoying it. It's musically miserable.
But here's the thing: a lot of people are calling it corset when they introduce me on stage, and the word corset doesn't exist as far as I know. And it's certainly, if it did, it's much less common than corset. I need some good BDSM MCs to bring me up properly.
Is that hitting and having sex?
Yes.
Thank you.
Something like that. But they also, they bind them, you know, they dress up and they do all that kind of stuff.
That's the most reductive way to agree to it, Ben.
It seemed.
We boiled it to Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie just needs to know what it.
Les Mis sounds miserable. I'm not going to see it.
I've never seen the end of King and I.
Oh, I don't think I've seen the King and I. Why does it end with just the
the king dies?
Just the
I. The king dies.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just okay. Well,
and I saw almost all of it. And I was babysitting. So I put the kids to bed. I'm in high school. I put the kids to bed. I'm babysitting. The couple I'm babysitting for get back from bowling night. I get driven back to the, because I'm 14 or 15, and I get back to the house and Nancy's, my stepmother's up. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to see the end of The King and I. And she goes, well, you know, the king dies at the end. And I was like, oh, well, then I guess I don't need to see it. And so I've never seen the end of it.
Is it possible that Nancy Kashian is also your biological mother in addition to your biological mother? Because that is the most Kashian Kasia replied.
She fit right in. She fit right in with the why bother. And my brother Russ called me today. He said, I'm up in Door County visiting my mother-in-law. It's in Wisconsin. It's the thumb part of Wisconsin. Anyway, mm-hmm. It goes into Lake Michigan. And he said, we stopped at this pub for hamburgers, this bar, and they were having a raffle. And it was, he's like, talk about tone deaf. It was an entire table of hunting rifles and crossbows.
Oh my God.
And that's what you won with for the raffle. And oh, I said, man. And did you win a crossbow? He said, I actually wish I had won a crossbow, but I did not win anything. And I was like, good.
And also you Midwesterners with your hand-based analogies of your state shapes. It's only you guys, you know, no one else does that. Californians aren't doing this. It's like a bent arm. I'm in the middle of the elbow.
The Florida sorry, is on the East Coast, work, by the way. So,
yeah, but no, it's Florida's not. No one does a hand thing. That's dick, right?
Yeah. Hands, dicks, whatever. Body parts. You just that's talked right. about an elbow. Anyway, I'm gonna stand by this. So, okay. I'm psyched. So this weekend you go to Creek and Cave.
Oh, I have so much road work coming up.
Me too.
Things fell in and I kept saying yes. And I realized, oh my God, I have like five road weeks. Actually, if you include this one, six in a row where I'm gone from my son. And I'm a little stressed out about it, but I'll plan better next year. It was just hard not to say.
So famous last words. I'll plan better next year.
I picked up a comedy on State December 16th through the 18th in Madison, which I've never worked before. I'm excited.
I'm so happy for you. I'm super jealous. I will be in Milwaukee that weekend.
Oh, are they close? Which part, which finger am hour. I on in your Wisconsin hand?
Okay.
Analogy?
So Madison's here.
Okay.
Milwaukee's here. So okay. It's a little bit south and it's about an hour 15.
Okay.
So yeah, that's be, awesome. But the 17th and 18th, Andy and I are going to Milwaukee and we're staying at the Pfister. I'm doing the Laughing Tap and you'll be a comedy on State.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's one of those clubs. I'm like, they never worked me. They never cared. And I thought they didn't like me. And now I'm
didn't
there
know.
A month.
Yeah. You're there. And it's an awesome room. And it's, and the green room's ridiculous.
I've only heard good things. I'm like, why good was merch. I being denied a good thing?
Good merch too.
Oh, they buy merch?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm excited. By the way, I told Max Fun that they should tell people about our notebooks for their Christmas drive or whatever. And
let's move that merch. So I'm Creek and Cave in Austin next weekend, this coming weekend, Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm Lowell, Arkansas, the Grove.
Wait, let me do all mine and then you do all yours in a row.
Okay.
How about that? Just overwhelm people with our work. Creek and Cave. Then the following weekend, third and fourth, I'm at Fort Collins at the Comedy Forts.
Nice.
The following week, the 8th through the 11th, I think, I'm at Acme in Minneapolis. The following week, 16 through 18, I'm at Comedy in State. Christmas, the week after Christmas, I'm in New York City just doing spots. And then Vermont, I'm New Year's Eve at Burlington, Vermont. Like this is, I'm going to be so fucking tight by the time I get to Burlington.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. You're going to be, you're going to be a killer. And those are all some of the best clubs in the country, man.
I know. Collins, I'm so excited.
Rodriguez has made that thing into just really nice, almost out the gate.
I'm so excited.
Man. He's so good. Yeah. And so, and plus that town is super cute and the hotel is super cute. So I'm doing Lowell, Arkansas, pretty excited about it because Andy's coming with me and we're going to go to the museum and one of my mother-in-laws is coming. Andy's dad's widow. She's coming and we're going to go to that museum, the Crystal Museum in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Okay.
So I'm doing that and then I'm coming home. And then you have, did you have yours written down? What the fuck? I did not.
I'm so excited. I have it memorized.
You have it so memorized. So.
Oh, and Rachel Fogletto is going to feature at Creaking Cave in Austin.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay. Yeah. See,
she was one of our comics of the week from Philly.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm going to Lowell and then we're going down to hang out with Cindy Ashcraft for a couple of days. And then Andy's coming back here. And then I'm going to Raleigh, North Carolina with Maria for 9, 10, 11.
Charlie Goodnights?
Probably. I think it's a Helium. And then.
Oh, yeah, it is now.
Yeah. And then 17, 18, I'm in Milwaukee doing Laughing Tap the weekend before Christmas. The weekend of Christmas, we're just going to San Francisco with Andy's mom, my mother-in-law. We're going to stay at the Fairmont, which is fancy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not Shutter's fancy, but it's supposed to be like Victorian.
Nice. It's super old. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's what Andy did not know that he wanted a Dickens Christmas. And so we're doing it twice.
It's right on. I think it's on Union Square, right? So you're right near all that.
I think so. And then get this, New Year's Eve, doing what I love to do on New Year's Eve, which is nothing. Yeah, I am not working New Year's Eve because I don't like to work New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And then on the 6th of January, I go to New York for 10 days. Yeah.
Nice.
And then I'm doing Mark Ridley. And then right after Mark Ridley, it's getting, whatever. But yeah, so until New Year's Eve, I have a lot of family travel with a lot of stand-up. But I'm doing great clubs, but you're doing great clubs. Yeah,
I'm doing five great clubs in a row.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it. That's so
outstanding.
Excited.
Yeah.
You know, I can't keep up this pace in terms of my kid, you know, we can just
You'd like to also be party to his teenage years.
But this is cool. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot, but it's great. And I've been, of course, you know, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay bills now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You would like an income coming in addition to the rest of it.
In addition to everything going out. Yeah. So, that'll be fun. I just have to like deal with the guilt of not being home for my son on weekends and then just actually missing him. Cause I really like to be around him. I wish, part of me is like, I wish I could homeschool him and then just take him everywhere. You know, he would love it, I think. Well, maybe he wouldn't. He likes his friends. I don't know. It's tough. I mean, you know, all the parent comics go through this. And I guess I got, you know, because I had Kona for so long, I, you know, didn't have to, or I wasn't even able to leave except for just limited times on hiatus weekends. And
he should be lucky. Your boy should be lucky to have had a mother.
He is lucky. He had me for like home for like 10 years straight.
Like 10 years. He had full-time parenting. Yeah. Pretty great.
I'm so excited for tonight. And I have like the two chunks in my head that I'm going to work. Right. I get to do them six times tonight. Oh, and I get so excited when I get to do stuff like this too. It's just believing that's hard. And you know,
So, but six sets tonight will cheer you up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm doing one set. We're going to go see the Eternals.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We saw Dune last week and we're going to see the Eternals today. And then I have a Fielding Edlow. I'm doing, she's been a comic of the week, I hope.
Yes, I think so.
And, I'm doing her improv show, Hollywood improv show. And at 7:30. Yeah.
Is that Eat, Pray, Love?
Yep.
Yeah. Great.
Eat, Pray, I believe, Fuck. So.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I guess I'm old fashioned. Eat, Pray.
Did you ever read that book? Did you ever read that book? I read her nonfiction helps like self help book.
Elizabeth, what's her last name?
Gilbert.
I don't know, but Ron Towson gave me the self help book.
Gilbert. I love her. Nonfiction.
Oh, do you?
The fiction, but the nonfiction is great.
I didn't the nonfiction was, I thought it was, you know, it was good. It, you know, the thing about self-help books is that they're always good because they're telling you the thing that you're supposed to be doing. They're like, hey, try not to go nuts. Try to live in the moment.
So I just, those things never apply to comedians. I don't know why. It's like, cause we actually have to, we're attracted to the negativity and then we make comedy out of it.
But you gotta make more me statements. Cause
you don't feel like you're attracted to negativity, Jackie no. Cation. You don't feel like that.
Oh no, I am the most positive person in the world. That's the lie I tell myself. Yeah. And you got to live it. You got to live with the, okay. with the story you tell yourself.
Because sure, live your lie.
I become more optimistic if I pretend that I'm optimistic. But I'm not saying it works for everyone. I'm just saying it works mm-hmm. for me. Let's do a break.
Oh man, you really pivoted away from that. Okay.
Do you sometimes wonder whatever happened to the kids at your school who really loved Star Trek?
You might remember a kid like me, the one who read the Star Trek novels and built starship models. I also took music classes to avoid taking gym classes that required showering after, but I don't see what that really has to do with—
Or a kid like me. I introduced myself to kids at my summer camp one year as Wesley. But when the school year started and some of those kids were in my new class, I actually had to explain to my friends that I had tried to take on the identity of my favorite Star Trek character. The shame haunts me to this day.
I'm sure some of those Star Trek fans from your childhood grew up to have interesting and productive lives, but we ended up being podcasters.
On The Greatest Discovery, you'll hear what happens to two lifelong Star Trek fans who didn't grow up to be great people, but just grew up to be people who love jokes as much as they love Trek.
Season 4 of Star Trek Discovery is here, so listen to our new episodes every week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, the holidays are here. Everything smells super amazing. And speaking of smells, and listen, as a writer, I gotta appreciate this segue. Native Deodorant has just introduced awesome new holiday-inspired scented products, okay? Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're all about stopping the stink the right way. Listen. I smell so much better now. It's incredible. That's the Native difference. People are telling me how much better I smell. Classics, rotating seasonals. Native has a scent for everyone. Try their holiday scented deodorant, body wash, or toothpaste in scents like candy cane, sugar cookie, and fresh mistletoe. Oh my God, I've got to get that mistletoe.
Mistletoe, yeah. That's what I want. I want to kiss myself. Oh my God.
Give the gift of self-care. It's easy with Native. Build yourself or a loved one's personalized product bundles by mixing and matching three of your favorite holiday scented products into a set. Oh, if I could smell like mistletoe and my son could smell like a cookie, that would be astonishing. Ooh. And I think I'm going to make that happen.
And all of a sudden, Santa just shows up. I have to say that I love candy cane. I love peppermint. I used to drink a lot of Rumplements, you guys, but right now it's peppermint bark. Peppermint bark. And so if they have a peppermint deodorant, I kind of want to smell like peppermint.
I think that's what the mistletoe will bring you. It'll bring you that crisp smell.
I think it's more piney, but whatever it is, I kind of want to get why don't you get that for me for Christmas? It looks like you could do it as a holiday gift. You can get me a threesome here's the thing. You can stay very happy and fresh this holiday season because you can love Native's limited time seasonal products as much as I do. So go to nativedeodorant.com and use the code Jackie Laurie to get 20% off your first order.
And by the way, I just learned how to spell the word deodorant. It's D-O-D-O. It's Deondo Rant.
And here's what I'd like to do is thank Native Deodorant for helping Laurie's spelling bee.
Smelling good and learning words.
Yes.
Want to do comic of the week? I can't believe she hasn't been comic of the week.
I know. Okay. Our comic of the week is
the Bobby Oliver. The Bobby Oliver, ooh, which is the most Bobby Oliver-ish of the Bobby Olivers.
B-O-B-B-I-E. Yeah.
Oh, Bobby. B-O-B-B-I-E. O-L Oliver. However you spell it. Mm-hmm. And then it's the Bobby Oliver. And she grinds it out. She's like, she's really doing it, right? So yeah. Everyone should find Bobby Oliver.
Well, she also like, she has a comedy studio called the Tao Comedy Studio, and she's always helping newer comics. And she wanted to create a space for female comics that wasn't where you had to dodge, you know, sexual harassment and all that kind of stuff. And
right, from men.
It's a great space.
I'm
sorry.
If any of the women are sexually harassing you, they might be around, but you know, but she runs a tight ship. So probably not.
Well, who's being negative now? Like I did a set there. I did my Corden set there, you know, just popped in. She let me pop in. Her audience is really nice. It's, you know, other comics, and the other comics kind of hang out for each other's set. I mean, it's a lot more supportive than some shows you've been to where you feel like the comics are waiting for you to stop talking. Like they just want you to die so they can do their set. You know, like if you had a heart attack on stage, but it ended your set a minute earlier, it would be worth it. You know, so anyway, she's really cool. She's super supportive. And if you are starting
really
comedy,
funny. Yeah.
Very funny. Yes. But if you're starting comedy, and I don't know why you would after listening to this podcast, but if you are, that's a good place to get your feet wet is her Tao Comedy Studio. And she just moved it and redecorated, and the space she has now is really just really magical looking. You know, we've got the tea lights and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool.
Right. And it's and she goes for the peacefulness of the Tao Te Ching, you guys.
Yes. I don't know what that is, but it sounds authentic.
That's what it's the T is pronounced as a Tao. D. Mm-hmm. And,
oh, I see.
But it's because I know that because I read the Tao Te Ching, and then I read the Tao of Pooh,
which is
the Winnie the Pooh version of
great
the Tao
book.
Te Ching. Mm. And I told the story last week that I gave the my favorite translation of the Tao Te Ching to Lewis Lee.
Oh.
For his birthday one time, and he said,
right.
I read Chinese. So,
got it.
Less positive.
Can I also say that when I was prepping for Corden, Flappers gave me spots every fucking night. They put me on shows all over the place. The improv gave me a couple spots. People just really were really cool and let me just run the set a lot, as much as I could in the week that I had.
You know, let me tell you about the set that I submitted for the Corden. Is he liked it. He didn't like all the jokes. Like I was told to give him three, and he liked two of the three. Mm-hmm. And it was just a clip from the Acme set. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I said, feel free to ignore the swearing. I won't be doing any swearing, obviously, on James Corden. And he wrote, the feedback is that he really liked it, but he would actually like to hear it without the swearing because it felt like the swearing kind of punched it up a little bit. And I was for a heartbeat, very full of rage, and then remembered this is what he does for a living. I mean, that's his job, is to make sure that it works clean, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I have not had a since I got that feedback like the Tuesday the album came out. Mm-hmm. And I have not been able to. So I've done two outdoor shows, and then last night's show was a 15-minute set, and it got a little weird because there was there was like a row of freaking haircuts in the second row. It was just like they looked like they were. You know, just there was like these two dudes who would not even crack a smile. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was in my head too much with the, you know, when you've done a thousand times. And if I just do it without swear, and I'm since the album recording, because I was working so hard not to swear.
Yeah,
I have been swearing more on stage.
It's fun. I'm sorry, but it's fun. It's fun to swear. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
And so I've just been like, oh right, don't swear again. Don't swear. and I don't know what Lowell, Arkansas. I mean, I opened for Brian Regan there. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did pick up another set in the middle of all of this traveling to see family. I'm flying to Florida for one night to do Brian Regan's high school reunion.
What? Amazing.
Yeah, wow. I got to fly into Fort Lauderdale.
That must be good money.
It's good money. But that's why I'm doing it. And plus, I want to see, I haven't seen Regan set in months. So
yeah. And you love people from Florida. So this is right up your alley.
I don't know what I'm going to do, though. Speaking of, but I'm reminded of no swearing. I don't know what Arkansas is going to be fine. I mean, Carmen Morales just headlined it. She swears.
It'll be
a bunch
fine,
of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just audio record? Just start audio recording all your sets. You'll get a clean one in there, you know.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
you don't have to video record it.
No, he told me that he'll just take the audio now. Yeah. I mean, I might do it at Eat, Pray, Love tonight.
Yeah, you should actually. That's a really good audience. Mm-hmm. That's where he saw my set. It was at the lab.
I'm loving the lab right hour. Now.
The lab's fucking amazing. I'm starting to like it better than the main room.
Yeah, I don't mind the main room. It's fine, obviously. But I walked into the main room and Dane Cook, mm-hmm. who I don't have a problem with Dane Cook, but he was jumping around and yelling. And I was like, I can't stay. And then I had to turn around. And it's not, I mean, I'm sure the premise was...
I can't stay.
I'm sure the premise was fine and there were punchlines, but I had to go.
Well, when you look at the record charts, his old albums, like from 2003, are
there was
on the
so much
still.
Stuff in like 2003, 2005, 2007.
It's all white guys. It's all yeah, white yeah. guys. And it's, I think aside from Chad Daniels and maybe one other comic, all the other white guys, it's their older albums. And it's like, who is buying this shit? Why yeah. are you buying a 20-year-old Dane Cook album? Why are you down? You know, I don't understand it. It's kind of... I would love the gender race breakdowns of people that are downloading albums. And are we on it because we've terrorized our podcast audience enough? Were they breaking it?
There
up
are thousands.
Bit?
There's like 11,000 people that listen to this show over the course of,
a week.
Yeah.
Well, and that would be if you guys all
I like that
album,
you were like, I'm gonna sit up and look directly into the camera.
Please play some Sarah McLachlan music.
It's somebody
Jackie
had
and
a
I
new,
have both. Oh, some, well, here's the,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, I'm not like, you know, I know when we talk about the Max Fun or the Patreon, we're like, do the right thing, you know. But
yeah.
But here we're actually giving you way more than $10 of laughs. Honestly, both of our albums are worth way more than $10 if you put a value on how good you will feel at the end of them.
I've had several people Venmo me after watching the video.
That's great. I've had a few people Venmo me after they listened.
It was really nice.
That was really nice. Totally sweet. Yeah,
very.
Somebody listened three times and sent me $30. I'm like, listen, you're at some point you're free from this obligation.
And we genuinely appreciate when you do buy it. But,
that's so nice.
That's
yeah.
so great. Yeah. And come see us live because there's lots of live shows.
Yeah. That's
and then,
what we're doing all this for.
Yeah. What did we just say yes to? that I asked you if you would do, and you were like, "What is it?
Kentucky, Louisville."
Oh, it's
Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah,
right, next March, and
May.
May.
Jackie.
I get them mixed
May.
Up.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, okay,
we'll be in Louisville at the Comedy Caravan, not the club there, but it's a different place that does stand up, right?
Yeah,
Planet of the Tapes. You're getting Jackie and Lori at Planet of the Tapes in Louisville. Yeah. Plan your holiday accordingly.
Memorial Day. We'll make s'mores. And and I also added a night onto my Boston. I'm doing Boston in March. The
Are you
Hideout.
Doing laps?
I'm oh, doing it's called the Hideout. So the night before, somebody pinged me and they were like, would you do Hartford, Connecticut on the Wednesday before? And I am on the East. I think I'm doing DC. Right before that.
Yeah.
So I could just do DC, go to New York for a couple of days and then go to mm-hmm. Hartford and Boston. And that would be kind of fun. Even though now. Yeah, I'll be gone and I'll be traveling a lot. But in theory, you're like, well, you're on the East Coast, you might as well stay there. And who knows? But I'm doing it. I mean, I don't know that I'll go to New York, but I'm definitely doing DC and then Hartford and then Boston.
Somebody I know has a gig at a winery who was like, it's not worth flying out for, but if you're in DC, let me know.
Okay. Maybe it'll be the Sunday after I do the loft.
Let me ask.
But the loft has pushed my date for 3 years now. They keep, you know, I did like a couple of their online shows.
Oh, right.
And, and they booked me for a weekend and then lockdown came and then, they rebooked me and then the Delta variant came and then they rebooked me and they were like, we're still not over the Delta variant. And so now this is the fourth date. Same with Seattle. Seattle and Plano, Texas have also come back. They've been pushed like four times as well.
Wait, Seattle Laughs is on lockdown?
No, not Laughs. It was a theater gig.
Oh, I see. I mean, I got my booster. You got your booster. I feel like we're, I mean, I'm going to wear a mask and stuff when I'm obligated to, but I kind of feel like I'm pretty good now.
We got four people four friends who all got breakthrough.
After a booster? A booster.
I believe so. I believe my friend Noam has the booster and got it. Because I think she went to London. And she just, it was essentially just a really bad cold for like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay. I mean, shit. Well,
I'll double check.
Because Fauci's now saying he thinks it's a 3-vaccine deal. And once you get the booster, you're pretty set. But since it's such a young virus, we don't know. Maybe the booster does wear off after a year or so. I'm not really sure. No, obviously, I'm just a comedian, not a scientist.
It turns out we're not scientists. We're no Joe Rogans over here. We're not just going to get it. And I somebody asked me for my opinion about something. Because you know when you do too many podcasts in a row and then you're like, no, of course people want to hear me expound about this philosophical. You're just like, stop talking.
I know, because you're tired of saying the same five things. So you're like, I've done my research.
I think the third time somebody asked me in the last week how I started doing stand-up comedy, I was like, I changed the story a little bit. I told different angles. I was like, you should listen to the Jackie and Laura show. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm also tired of the look in their eyes when I say 1987. Like either just figure that out ahead of time so you don't fall off your chair. Or don't ask the question.
Judy Gold listened to a bunch of old interviews with me. And so she was just rattling off 1,000 pieces of information. And I was just going, I loved it, quite honestly, because I could just go, God. But it's a 2-hour podcast. You record for an hour and a half to 2 hours. Yeah. And but she wants to hang out in January, which is cool.
Oh, that's cool. I love Judy. She's great. And
We were talking, you were plugged as well in the Judy Gold.
Thank you. Well, she's always doing stuff, you know, like she's always doing stand-up. She's got a one-person show. She's constantly hustling as a performer and not letting the industry destroy her. And she's a model.
I was super jealous because she was in her apartment in Provincetown. So she has a Cape Cod apartment and I spent 3 summers in Provincetown. So we talked about that.
Oh, that's nice. Her son is like 6'10", one of her sons. And he plays for like a really respected college team. I forget which one. Guess what? DeVry? My son is not 6'10". No. Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
My son is 6 foot.
Did he? Oh, he hit 6 foot.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, we're not going to get Kyle levels out of him, unfortunately.
I mean,
he's not
going to
do 6'6".
Could get
there. I doubt it. It's probably 6'2" or something. But
he might be 6'2". Well, at 14. He's got at least a couple more years 15. Of growth in him. 15.
He does. He's definitely the tallest in his his dad's side of the family.
Where's he at on shoe sizes?
Oh, I don't know. I have to check.
That's the tall boy secret cross we bear.
Right.
What size shoes do you wear?
I wear a 14 and retail stores stop commercially selling men's shoes at 13.
Oh my God.
Wow. I have a cobbler. Oh my God. If you ever need one.
Do you really?
Yeah. I was actually raised in the Appalachians in the 1920s. I have a cobbler. I have a tailor.
You guys are actually hitting on stress points in a bit of mine, so I can't participate in this part of the conversation.
Let's move on. Let's take a break. Did we take a break?
Let's do it.
Hi, it's Jesse Thorne, the founder of Maximum Fun. It's the Thanksgiving season, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you, the members of Maximum Fun. This Max Fun Drive, your generosity and your love of pins helped us raise over $90,000 to help bridge the digital divide. Families without internet access struggle to do things that the rest of us might take for granted, especially during COVID. Going to school, applying for jobs, finding medical care. Your donations help the nonprofit Everyone On. They provide equipment, services, and training to get people online so they can access opportunity. You can find out more about the great work Everyone On does at everyoneon.org. Thanks for supporting Maximum Fun. Thanks for supporting Everyone On. And thanks for being awesome people who want to do good in the world.
I made fish. Speaking, I made wild Alaskan two. We have a lot of fish in our freezer.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
And so I was like, I have to make this fish. It's such nice fish. I'm always afraid I'm going to ruin it. But I was like, no, I can't. I want to store other things in the freezer. I don't want it to go bad because things do in the freezer. It's not a museum.
They do?
Yeah, I mean, not quickly, but yes, eventually. Okay. And so I made salmon for breakfast. Like, I made
interesting.
Two. Yeah, I did. Essentially, I just baked two pieces of salmon with a little bit of salt and pepper and a dab of butter on each of them in the oven, 350. And then I hotted up some leftover rice. Mm-hmm. And cracked an egg over and did a fried egg on top of the rice. And I was like, eat this. Please eat this because we have a lot of fish. And then that night I made rockfish, which is like just a white, it's like a tilapia, I guess. But I
like rockfish.
I just pan fried it with some garlic and onions and then made Brussels sprouts. I made a really good Brussels sprout, actually. If you cut the Brussels sprouts in half and put it on a cold fry pan thing flat side down, and then put a fair amount of oil, because what you're going to do is you're going to do, it was like 5 tablespoons of oil, and then cover it. You get that brown crisp thing that they do at the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then I cooked it with an additional 5 minutes uncovered with like a chili fish sauce, lemon juice mix with salt, little tiniest bit of salt.
So when you say flat side, you're cutting the Brussels sprouts in half. That's what you mean by flat side down.
That's it. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's something I won't try.
Okay. But I
will buy 7 packages of Brussels sprouts until they go bad in my efforts to make myself try that.
The Brussels sprouts we had to toss a couple out. We had had them for a while, but luckily they are tiny cabbages and they will last a long time. So,
what are you doing tonight?
Tonight I've got Fielding Edlow show. Yeah. And then tomorrow is Sunday and the next day is Monday. And I am going to take 2 days off.
Sure. Yeah.
From you got to. Promoting anything or I think on Monday I have one podcast, but starting on Tuesday, I've got another like 3 or 4 podcasts a day.
Oh my God.
For another week to try to promote the show, to promote the
album. Oh my God.
I told Jess, really, yes.
To everything.
To everything. Yeah. I was like, of course I will. Yes. And then Chad Daniels texted me, and I already had four Zoom things. And he was like, could you do like something before like an 8 a.m.?
Oh my God.
Your time. And I was like,
oh my God.
Sure. And then we had to do this. And we'll have to figure out next week's from Lowell. You'll be back home.
Sure.
Right? No, you'll be in Austin.
Be in Texas. Yeah.
I think I'm East Coast time, though I don't know what Lowell is.
I think that'd be Central time. But I did Alonzo Bowden's this week, and that was in person at
podcast
at All Things Comedy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice.
I think that might have been the only podcast I did. It's tapering off. And that's fine, you know. the promotion is just feels so bad. Like I just try to make it funny, but it doesn't feel good at all, you know.
Yeah, it's hard. But we did buy some ornaments from Sarah Schaefer.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, I got Tax the Rich, and you got
which are now sold out.
I know.
I got 2021. At least it's not 2020.
I feel like mine will always be a relevance.
Well, mine goes with my it's an actual dumpster fire with the numbers 2020 on it. That's my other Christmas ornament.
I guess that's the yearly ornament thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Though there is one that has my dad's name on it that I was like, well, should I get that for him? But what, you know? It's a kind of gift where you'd be like, all right, whatever.
Are you working on, do you have new stuff? I'm just like adding tags to things right now. I don't have like a brand new chunk that I'm working.
The most fun thing I'm doing, I do have three new bits, and, and actually Carmen Morales tagged one of them at the Rush Ticks thing, the album release party.
Oh.
In the chat, because she didn't ask me for a link and did not buy a ticket, but she asked Maria for a link. And so Maria just sent her a link to the StreamYard. She, by the way, filmed her 15 minute HBO special.
Yeah.
Cool. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, she.
I'm a fan of short specials, by the way. You don't have. Why do you have? It takes so long to come up with an hour. You got. You have to.
They're doing three. They're doing 15s. They're doing 30s, and they're doing 60s.
Yeah.
They've asked me to do none of them. But so be it. Spit take from Kyle. Good for me.
I think a 30 is perfect. I think 60. People don't watch. People can't watch 60 minutes at once, right? So. There a lot of people, right? They just get distracted. A 30, you can kind of sit down and watch the whole thing.
I don't know. I watch Tig Notaro's, but who knows? I mean, it depends. And I got Rolfed because my foot has been not, and my head, right? Are both. Oh, and Patrick Ford, I sent him that bill because I got a second bill for falling down the stairs at the Alameda Comedy Company. He's essentially not responded. I'm going to have to email him again and just go, I like your club. You told me you would do this, but I don't know how to put it without going, let me get a lawyer. Cause I think it would cost as much to get a lawyer to just pay the thing. But I also don't want to not work his club again. Cause he's ignoring
it. Right. Right.
So whatever. Right. But the thing is
the podcast.
Well, oh, right, because we're being recorded. Hi.
Yeah.
How's it going? Jackie doesn't always realize that people are listening.
So, you just exist with a mic in front of you and you have no idea if it's...
It's literally not. Just a dick-shaped mic in front of my face at all times. I know, I got real aggressive there. Real aggressive. So where are we at, Kyle?
53. We're very close.
Well, let me tell you, because my head... has not, because it's just not felt like it's on right. And my foot still has twinges. And so I decided to go back to my very chatty, but the best body work guy I've ever been to, my Rolfer. And
yes.
And so he worked on my head and it fixed it. It is so much I just wish he would have worked at my job, but we were both masked up to the max. So, but I might go back to him just for him to work on, but he literally was on my skull moving the tectonic plates.
Oh my
that
God.
Skulls are made out of. And
that's cool.
And then he worked on my foot. And it was, and it is much better. He's like, your foot is going to be a little bit on fire for about a day, but it should feel better. And then maybe come back in 3 or 4 weeks and we'll check on him, see how everything's settling. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Speaking of lawyers that would cost more than what you'd gain. So Shitty Mom, right?
Yeah.
We get royalty statements twice a year, mm-hmm. And we've paid back the publisher the advance they gave us. So we get a little bit of money every year, you know, the four of us who wrote the book.
Wrote the
right?
book, yes.
So right now we're like, we're all getting like $300 every 6 months, right? $300. But because my agent and her company went, I think they're in receivership because one partner accused the other of embezzling funds. It's a total mess. Wow. So now I can't get my money, my measly $300. I have to hire a lawyer to figure out who to contact at the receivership. And I'm like, it's just the lawyer will it will take me 10 years to recoup. It's just not worth it. Why can't you guys just do things right? You know,
right.
Why do I have to hire somebody? Because somebody else committed a crime. I have to hire someone to get my money.
Right, right. Why do I have to spend $1,000 so that mm-hmm. you'll pay me this $1,000 eventually?
Eventually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to find, because I'm also Rush Ticks. I made okay money. And yeah. I'm supposed to get paid because the breakdown, Jill is really, really supportive of stand-up. She she's doing this thing where she wants everyone to make money and she wants to make money. And so but you've done Rush Ticks. There's tech rehearsals. And the reason I picked Maria Bamford, Guy Branum, and Marilyn Ryskup was because they all have large Twitter followings, and yeah. And that was for me, and for them, mm-hmm. they had all worked with Rush Ticks before, mm-hmm. and so that the tech could either be as given, right, or they may not have to, or they can just pop in and go, remember, you sent me a bunch of lights, I'm going to use them. It's going to be great. Yeah. Is that you, or that's got to be you, right?
That's the sounds of the city, Jackie.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.